This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 41, Deep Thoughts Thursday, why the biggest losers are the most successful when it comes to learning English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA.
In today's episode, you'll learn why it's necessary or crucial to have a high failure rate as an English learner.
Over 100,000 downloads. Lindsay, can
Seriously,
you believe it?
Amazing. So this podcast is just really rocking it.
Yeah, I am so happy. And I'm looking at our reviews, ratings and reviews on iTunes. And I see we have several five-star reviews. And I just want to thank those of you who have taken the time to review our podcast, because we really need these ratings and reviews to stay in iTunes and keep our podcast going. So please, 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 if you're listening and you enjoy the podcast, or if you don't enjoy the podcast, still give us a review.
Absolutely. And we want to say thank you specifically to DeLong Song. We want to say thank you to Semyon S, Kayshawn, Ajitan, Alamea,
Liwen Yang,
thanks so much.
And Asif Vad.
Froggy 1947. And I also want to say thank you to Sue, who's all over on Stitcher. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for that review over on Stitcher. Really appreciate that.
Fabian Boer.
Mm-hmm. So anyways, please, guys, if you have a chance today, please go ahead on over to iTunes or Stitcher and leave a review. It's only going to take you a few minutes, and you don't even know how helpful it will be for us.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. All right, so today for Thursday, we have a quote, and we'd like to kind of play a guessing game with you guys. So we're going to share the quote with you, and we'd like you to think, who said it?
Yeah.
Who said it?
All right. So let me start by reading the quote. I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games 26 times. I've been trusted to take the game, winning shot and missed. I failed over and over and over again in my life. Can you imagine what kind of loser this is?
He's failed so many times.
He's a loser.
That's crazy. 9,000 shots he's missed.
But let me finish the quote. The final line of the quote is, and that is why I succeed.
Interesting.
So who is it?
Michael Jordan.
Drrr, amazing.
One of the greatest players ever.
Yeah, absolutely. This guy is a legend. A legend in basketball.
And, you know, talking about numbers, I mean, these are high numbers of failures. And he has a significant number of successes, but why do you think these numbers are so big with the failures? Because he's tried so many times. He's tried to make that many shots that he's actually missed 9,000. I mean, can you imagine how many he's made?
Exactly. He's been playing for so long, been trying for so long.
Right. Right. So this reminds me of another just very short quote that, you know, every no gets you closer to a yes.
Sure. Absolutely.
Right.
And you can consider a mistake a no, for example, right, in your English, when it comes to English. So what we want you guys to remember is to just be constantly going out there, putting yourself on the line, taking chances, and practicing.
Today is a great day to make a mistake.
I love that one too.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, so just remember, you guys are doing a great job, whether it's a mistake or a success. Just keep getting out there and using your English.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Hey, Lindsay. So I've heard some of your students have been using the premium transcripts for this podcast. Tell me about that.
Yeah, you know, this podcast is fantastic if you want to have some fun and you want to learn a little bit, you want to get a little bit of motivation for your English. But, you know, my students are actually really, really serious about improving, and I'm excited about that. That's why I'm working with them. And so for them, the way for them to actually really improve is to use the premium transcripts. So we've been using those in class together, and they've been able to learn a ton.
Yeah, actually, my students too, they read the transcripts. You can read them out loud. You can do some shadowing with the transcripts as well. You can look up vocabulary. You can do a lot of things. I don't want to go on and on, but the premium transcripts are super helpful. And we want to encourage those of you who are serious about improving your English this new year to try them out. You can find them at allearsenglish.com/conversations.
All right, so please check it out. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the All Ears English podcast. We're here to help you learn English, and you can help us by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. See you next time.